immediately next, as in 15 seconds, is a singer-songwriter who was here with Treebeard Brown about 10 years ago or so. He hails from Grove City. We'll get a chance to meet him as the hour moves along, but we'll begin with a song from him. This is Rich Samsa.
Bessemer, your lights have all faded. Bessemer, seems your industry's gone. Your brick plant lies in ruins beyond the court, beside the pump house. The cement plants quiet down the street. This little old town, like so many others, this little old town whose promise seems gone. Your children had to leave, put some bread upon the table. They may have left, but in their minds I'm sure that they are able to see the city down the hill. I can see it still. People on the street walking downtown, walking over to Isley's. I can smell the hot dogs frying. That's a place I see. In my memory. See the wooden bridge behind the kindergarten, crossing the creek that flows on downtown, throwing stones to see which kid would make the big splash in the stream where in my dreams I often make a mad dash to the city down the hill. I can see it still. People on the street walking downtown, walking over to Isley's. I can smell the hot dogs frying. That's a place I see. Walking with my childhood friends and my brother and me. Let's walk down to the swimming quarry, hear the laughter, smell the water in the air, hear the cement trucks as they labor around the corner. Like in my mind, when I need to find a place a little warmer in the city down the hill. I can see it still. People on the street walking downtown, walking over to Isley's. I can smell the hot dogs frying. That's a place I see. Walking with my childhood friends and my brother and me. Well, okay, those days are over. Plants been closed, no more quarries, swimming's allowed. And I know times of past are off seen through rose-colored glass. And I know that eyes is gone, but till I die, they'll serve on and on. In my city down the hill, I can see it still. People on the street walking downtown, walking over to Isley's. I can smell the hot dogs frying. That's the place I see. Place I see, yeah, Bessemer. That's a place I see, walking with my childhood friends and my brother and me.
That's Rich Samsa at the Saturday Light Brigade. Bessemer's a real place in Lawrence County, right?
Yeah, it's right between Newcastle and the Ohio border.
And that song sounds like it has to be based on true facts in your childhood. Tell me a bit about your childhood, and were you born in that area?
Yes. I grew up in Bessemer. I was one of five children, and my brother was 18 months older than me. I was the youngest, and he was the second youngest. And when we got to be old enough that we could reach the cabinet that had some change in it, we would be allowed to grab 25 cents and walk down. It was a hill. About a mile away was our little downtown area. And at that time, you know, Bessemer was a pretty thriving place. It's a small town, about probably 9 square miles, but it had a vibrant cement plant and a brick plant that had just gone out of business. And so there was a lot of storefronts, and there was an Isley's downtown. And we would get a couple of friends from the neighborhood, and we would walk down there. And for 25 cents, we could buy a pop and a hot dog.
Yeah.
25 cents.
I remember places just like that. And I was actually looking at Bessemer, Mohawk High School.
Yes,
that
yes.
was your high school, right?
Right.
And there's a boxer named Joe Burley. Talk about an onomatopoetic name for a boxer, but they say he came. He's a celebrity. Do I have his name right?
I don't recognize that name.
Oh, Charlie Burley. Not a professional boxer, Charlie Burley, who died in 92, who fought Archie Moore, defeated Archie
wow.
Moore. So, I don't follow boxing that closely, but I do follow, or I do know who Archie Moore
uh-huh.
is. So. Interesting. When you hear Bessemer, you immediately think of the Bessemer Furnace. At least
yes.
I do. Any relation to the town?
Yes. Limestone was the big use in the Bessemer Furnace, and there were quarries, limestone quarries all around.
Oh, and you mentioned swimming in the quarries.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we would. There was free swimming. You know, it was legal to swim in the quarries, and our whole town went to what we called the swimming quarry. And there would be, I would guess, on a nice hot summer day, 50 to 100 people swimming, and there was a diving board and just a lot of great places to go.
This sounds like something from 100 years ago, doesn't it? But it's probably only, 40 years or so, plus or minus.
Yeah.
50
somewhere
years
in that
ago.
Ballpark. But it was really idyllic, a great place to grow up. We had six to eight kids in our neighborhood who were about the same age, and we played every sport under the sun. We could walk downtown in a very safe place.
How big was your high school class?
I believe it was 180.
Oh, that's pretty big.
Yeah, Mohawk's a widespread district.
Yeah, you're probably
Bessemer's only part of it.
Probably serving a lot of Lawrence County towns
yes.
too. Where do you live now?
Grove City.
Okay. If you're just joining us, this is Rich Samsa. Let's get another song in. What would you like to play next?
This next one is a song I wrote about back when I was debating between taking two different teaching jobs. I teach chemistry. And
SPDF orbitals, let's talk. Do they still teach that?
Yes, we do.
Yes.
It's a wonderful thing.
Oh, I love chemistry. I'm picturing all those things right
all
now.
All right.
But anyway, you're trying to decide between two jobs.
Yes. And I could have taught math at Columbiana High School in Ohio, which was closer to the Bessemer area, or teach chemistry physics at Purchase Line High School out in Indiana County. And I would have been more comfortable staying in the area, staying in Columbiana. But I read this article, and it was called Here Be Dragons. And it was in a Reader's Digest in 1976. And what the author talked about was that, well, in the Middle Ages, when the map makers reached uncharted seas, they would write, "There be dragons here." and if you went beyond those, you know, there was great peril, but there was also great opportunity. And there's a Chinese symbol called the Weiji, and it's the symbol for crisis. And it's a combination of the symbol for danger and the symbol for opportunity. And what they're signifying with that is that whenever you're in crisis, yeah, there is danger, but there's also more than likely great opportunity. And the article was saying whenever you sense the sensation of danger, that you should say good, because there's also the chance for opportunity there as well. And the Purchase Line's mascot were the Red Dragons. Exactly. and so that had added significance.
So I gather you took that
I took the Purchase Line
position.
Job.
How long were you there?
I was there only a year and a half. And then the position in Grove City opened up, and I took that one.
That is a path less traveled. I mean, did you move to take that job?
Or, yes.
That would be
one
heck of a
commute. I lived in Indiana. That's where I met my wife, Becky.
Ah.
When
you were the opportunity.
Yes.
Well, let's so is this song called?
There Be Dragons.
There Be Dragons. Here's Rich Sopsa.
Charted seas, they knew not what to put there. A warning most would heed. What lied beyond did scare them, and to emphasize this fear, the mappers wrote this simple phrase: "There be dragons here." The warning scared not everyone. A few saw what it was, the simple fear of the unknown, and they sailed because they knew the dragons were a myth and their fires were just imagined, and opportunities existed just beyond those dragons. And they sailed further than most thought they could. And when they saw there be dragons here, they went not away, but they said good. Dragon's power is not real, his fire is your perception of falling down on your face. I know it's just deception. When you see opportunity, there will be risk involved. Take a breath, say a prayer,
and go how you call. And you'll go further than most thought you could. And when you see there be dragons here, you'll go anyway and you'll say good. Not one dragon. One is real, he makes you feel your hopes to be abandoned. Though I walk the valley of death, I will fear no evil. With your rod and staff, I'm strong and fast. I'll surpass the dragon. And I'll go further than most thought I could. There be dragons here, I'll go anyway. Only after I pray, yeah, God says good.
Rich, Samsa, and how old is that song?
It's probably, I wrote it probably 15 years ago.
I was going to say, was it contemporaneous with the decision to go to Indiana?
No, actually.
It was after that.
Yeah, at that time I didn't even know how to play guitar. And The song is on my current CD, which is entitled Homeward, and so that's available on CD Baby or any of the online sources.
Oh, that's good to know. And do you have a website, Rich?
I don't.
Okay.
And I'm in the Stone Ages as far as technology is concerned.
Well, that's okay. The reason I asked about the age is I can hear there's a lot of energy in that song and an angst, I guess. And not that you are exhibiting a flat line, but it's got the angst and the energy of somebody who hasn't – by younger, I mean somebody who's still figuring a lot of stuff out and who might not be kind of as calm as I think you are now. Were you married yet when you wrote it?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
But it – I just
was shortly after.
Yeah. Oh, that explains all the angst. And, Rich Samsa is here. It's S-A-M-S-A. Your wife's here, too. What's her name?
Becky.
Becky is here as well. And you can learn more about, go to CD Baby, search on his name, S-A-M-S-A, and you'll be able to find him. You mentioned you're teaching at Grove City High School, or
yes.
That's great. How? So you're teaching chemistry?
I teach chemistry, AP chemistry, and next year it'll be and a class called Elements of Chemistry.
Elements of Chemistry, pun intended. I guess. his teaching of chemistry changed a lot over the years.
It's become more technological. Instead of doing a demonstration, a lot of the time you show, it's a lot more time effective to just find a video on YouTube and show it.
I was wondering about that. So, I don't know if you're doing a reaction that creates a precipitate and you're going to filter it and then weigh the precipitate and go over that whole thing. Wow. It's interesting to think. And have you seen the software called Happy Atoms, which is designed to—
No.
I'll show that to you at another—
Forgive
me for getting my chemistry geek out here, but I love chemistry. And Happy Atoms is probably intended for younger kids, but Shell Games here in Pittsburgh developed it. And it's an educational software package young kids. But I figured things have changed a little bit.
I've been teaching 33 years now.
Wow.
And things have changed drastically.
Yeah. Well, even the periodic table has changed, I think.
Yeah, they're adding on to it.
30 years.
Yes.
What would you like to do next?
I will do... song about getting old. Kind of fits right in.
Everybody's getting older. Everybody.
That's true. That's
even
true.
There's a baby out there, in her mom's arms. Even the baby's getting older.
That's very, very true.
So it's okay.
up until age 50, birthdays really had no real effect. But when I hit 50... And at the time, my mother had dementia, and I have diabetes, and the chances of my parents both lived into their 90s, but they didn't make 100. And so since I hit 50, I was more than likely at the more than halfway point. And so this song is called Halfway Home, and what I wrote it about was, I had the revelation that when you're on a long trip, a long car trip, and especially the ride home, when you hit to halfway point, when you know we're about halfway and you get a little bit past that, there's just a better feeling that you're getting closer to home. And since I'm going to be approaching my heavenly home, and I'm more than halfway there. And so that's what this song is about. Had a milestone birthday. Turned 50 last week. I'm halfway home if I live a century. Since I probably won't, I'm more than halfway there. Lost track of some years, lost track of some hair. Run fast, I've jumped high, played many a game, lived hard and lived soft, walked many a way. The road behind me
Lord did keep. I may have miles to go tonight before I sleep, but I'm halfway home. Halfway home. Turning 50, I see retirement's around the bend. Makes me ask how many quality years I've left to spend. The road before me may seem steep. I may have miles to go tonight before I sleep, but I'm halfway home. I'm halfway home. And I've seen home's pearly gates through the eyes of John, see the crystal sea on golden streets walked upon. In God's house are many rooms, one for me there's been prepared. Only through Jesus is the way, I'll get there, I'm halfway home. I'm halfway home.
Rich Samsa, Halfway Home. That's the title track, yes, to a CD of his you can find on CD Baby. Now, you play with a band as well still, and let's talk about that.
Yeah. We play probably once or twice a month, mostly folk rock. And we've added members since we played here. We had four at that time, and we currently have seven when everyone shows.
Mm.
And we play mostly in the Slippery Rock and Grove City areas.
This is Treebeard Brown.
Yes.
And you can look for them.
Yeah, we have a Facebook page, and so you can find our dates there.
Excellent. We should have time, I think, for three more songs.
Okay.
As long as that's okay with you. If you're just joining us, Rich is here from Grove City. Thank you for making the trip here today. And we have so many new friends up in the Grove City area. In fact, new and not so new friends. I'm glad you're able to be with us today. You mentioned that you weren't playing guitar when you took the job in Indiana. We were talking before about Rich trying to decide between a teaching job in Purchase Line, Ohio, or
Purchase Line, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Pennsylvania.
And Columbiana.
Oh,
Ohio.
Columbiana, Ohio. Yes. I'm sorry. Purchase Line near Indiana and Columbiana, or Ohio. And I'd asked you about the age of the song, and you mentioned, well, you weren't playing guitar contemporaneously with that decision.
Right.
So you learned guitar as an adult, which is the point it took me a long time to get to. How old were you when you decided to take it up?
Well, I'd played piano and organ through most of my teenage years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was familiar with music, but I loved the way a guitar sounded. And when I met Becky has played piano all her life as well, and she also knew some guitar. And so she got me started. She showed me a few Neil Young chords, and then once I learned how to read the chord charts, then I was able to to play songs, and then I just kept going from there.
That's great. I think that's an important thing to talk about, because a lot of people might think, I can't learn how to play guitar. I'm too old to learn that.
Right, and it is such a stress reliever. You know, all the stresses of life. If you can just play a nice quiet song, or when you're really mad, or really hard strumming song, and it releases a lot of stress. And you, whether it sounds good or not, it really doesn't matter if you're in your own room.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, you're in your own world, luckily, hopefully, and you're thinking not about it, everything in the world that you can't control, but
right.
Everything is there in your hands, and you're able to
focus in on the song.
Well, let's get to your next one. What would you like to play?
This is called Eliphaz. Our former pastor at our church used to say, "There's beauty on the mountaintop, but growth in the valleys." And it's when you're in your harder points of life that God's building you into what He intends. And those hard times are kind of like refining you. Talking some chemistry, when you have a metal as a solid, the atoms are rigidly held in place in a lattice, and impurities can fit in the gaps between the atoms. However, the way that like silver and gold are refined, or and especially in biblical times, they would be melted, and when they melt, those little gaps between the atoms disappeared, and that the only thing that would fit in those gaps are other gold or silver atoms, and so the impurities get worked out of it in that way. And Isaiah in chapter 48 says that I've refined you, though not as silver, I have tested you in the furnace of affliction. And it's those hard times that where God is making us into what He intends. And Eliphaz said, yet man is born to trouble as surely as sparks fly upward. And that's what this song is about, that it, hard times are coming.
Ice and fire wait round the bend. The words are on the paper, but the story's unread. With ebbs and flows, time travels fast and slow. Beauty fades and wisdom grows. Ice and fire wait round the bend. Trials and troubles with lessons to send. Talk about but can't fathom the times ahead. Good times smile and tears get shed. So we need to drink up our lessons, fill up our cups, cause man's born to trouble, surely as sparks fly up. Ice and fire wait round the bend. We fight the fire, but it wins in the end. And water freezes and brings up slippery slope. Just slide and glide as though you know that we need to drink up our lessons, fill up our cups, cause man's born to trouble, surely as sparks fly up. Ice and fire surely form. in the heat and in the storm. I said fire surely form. In the heat, in the storm, in the storm, in the storm, we need to drink up our lessons, fill up our cups, cause man's born to trouble, surely as sparks fly up. Ice and fire wait round the bend. The words are on the paper, but the story's unread. With ebbs and flows, time travels fast and slow. Beauty fades and wisdom grows. Beauty fades and wisdom grows. Beauty fades. Beauty fades and wisdom grows.
That's Rich Samsa at the Saturday Light Brigade. I like that song a lot.
Thank you.
You know, we have about 6 minutes of radio time left, so that may be just one song. Your songs tend to be a little longer, and
okay.
I'm sorry if I
that's fine.
Promoted two and then said one, but you really take time to get into some intricate stories and lyrics as you play, and I really appreciate it. Are you playing anywhere? Are you playing out on your own?
Yes.
Anywhere soon?
Yeah, I'll be at the Knock and Noggin.
Oh, gotta like
it's
that.
It's a winery.
Knock and Noggin. Tweet. Knock and Noggin. You can write that for them and keep it if they want it.
I'll take that into consideration. I'm trying to look for the date. It's here in the near future. It is on 7/7.
July 7th.
Yes. And again on August 18th.
And is that close to home? Or
yeah. Okay. That's about 20 minutes away from Grove City.
The Knock and Noggin. I like the name.
they have live music twice a week.
That's great.
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, look for Treebeard Brown as well as Rich Samsa, and it's great to – is it Samsa or Samsa?
Samsa.
I think I've been going back and forth partly.
You got about 50%. That's good.
It's partly a little bit of my mom's New England accent coming through, but I tend to go back and forth. I'm glad you both could be here today. Thanks.
Well, thank you.
What do you want to close up with?
I will close up
with – oh, good. We're going to use that 12-string guitar.
This is a song that Becky really came up with the premise for it. And she was coming home from a college reunion. Not a reunion, a pseudo reunion, just some friends getting together. And her friend Mary was leading her through some rows that Becky wasn't familiar with. But then they had got to the point where Mary went on her way home.
Oh, literal roads. Okay,
yes.
I thought this was metaphorically at first.
and she beeped the horn or waved, and Becky went her way, and Mary went hers.
Thinking how poetic to a way to describe working through life's problems, going through.
Really, it's the premise that came to Becky's mind is that we've followed so many different people through our lives. You know, first we follow our parents. Then we follow friends. Mm-hmm. Then we follow other people we know, and it's their successes, their failures, and we learn from them. And the chorus to this song says that eyes are following you, and through good terms and crashes too. And so that's what it's about. Thank you. winter snowy evening, out to dinner I stayed away. Meeting Becky's parents after the trip at a welcome place. After our dinner, we were following them home in the snow, taillights barely seen. Their tracks in the snow helped to guide us home through the twists and turns of life's journey. Summer evening, following Mary from Lynn's in New York. As she took her exit, a friendly beep sends us home at the fork. After their visit, we followed her home in the rain, tail lights barely seen. On the roads that we know, we help our friends go through the twists and turns of life's journey. Eyes are following you, taillights just in view. Good turns and crashes too. Let your life bleed true. A cloudy future evening, with a down friend at a local bar. Or sitting round a fire in its warmth, marveling at the sparks. The quiet words of the wise are more to be heeded than the shouts of a ruler of fools. The tale of your crash may even outlast the rain as it turns into snow. Are following. One work is good, but for two it is better. Taillights just in view. Two lie down, they stay warmer together. Good turns, crashes too. If one falls down, his friend picks him up. Let your life bleed a true. Cord of three strands not easily cut. Yeah, yeah, yeah.